The hashtag poetry is not dead sometimes is in use to prove the fact it actually is. We know we should not constantly compare the fine arts with what many say is necessary to achieve a popularity and selling of one's books. We feel it deeply, though, some artists not just tilt their heads a bit for marketing, but sell their souls, are giving in what they perceive to be the masses' wish and stream. We have been writing about that quite often, so you see it's painful, hurting us to be aware of the extremes. We do not think that true art's anything you do apart from holding to the inner well of subconscious clarity. That you can do a bit of this, a bit of that, some senseless quotes and sucked out sayings, and go back to writing sonnets like a Shakespeare without to accomplish a sad shadow twin who looks at you each time when you begin to choose what next to write. It watches you, a second muse, and it might utter to itself that this diminishes your faith, belief, into yourself, but brings the praising of 1,000 clapping hands. We do admire writers who stay true to just themselves. Manifold their voices are, and sometimes are more hidden, silent. Yet they do instill a longing and a satisfaction beyond measure through their art, the conscious navigators in a jungle of the sellers. We know there is a learning curve. We started writing silly shit, and we are coming back to it sometimes as if we pay a visit to the times when we were making cautiously our first steps into poetry. We know, though, we do owe it endless dedication to be open for a growth, to never ever stop with learning. We feel bound, or so set free by it, yes, even married. It is highest gratitude, 'cause we believe it is the key to our life, to our soul. So may you think this comes from jealousy, then think it. Yet what we just want to emphasize is poetry is art, and it is dead when it's repeatedly used as a tool to fill your pockets with some coins and bills. We know we need to earn a living. Yet, if this is only focus and the fame and popularity, and that is why this poetry is just a skeleton of compromise, then what? Might be you just killed poetry. Tears wash my face, there's one, another one, are doing laundry, yet they fall without a grace, they simply fall. Painting cheeks, a tainted red, my eyelids swell, I'm mad, I open them by pushing airbags, little grumpy grains inside the corners, I remove them with a finger and it hurts, the salty acid on uncovered grounds, uncovered. Tears create a naked me, unwilling nudist tendency, tears stay for more than just one day, they mirror how I fear the overflowing, well polluted, ugly, an ordeal. I know this is a memory as well, that a release tastes of past self, absurdity. Have you ever seen a planet blushing, shamed for the tectonic plates continually shifting? Have you? Have you seen the masses digging ropes and trees and bridges, elongated cliffs and coral reefs outgrowing effervescent claws into the sides, them facing one another? Have you? Have you felt the earthquakes, volcanic eruptions held back those soils, crust is thin, and seen cracks running across the surface, domino effect, and still attempt to stay intact? So, have you? Have you been observer of the meteors deliberately or without intention aimed to smash into this planet an experiment to test its force, resistance, and to be a friendly reason and reminder? Keep it all together. Keep it up. The cover. Keep it at all costs. The suffer, that subversion and the rummaging of flowing, fiery currents stay within the core. And have you closed your eyes, then blinded by a sun's ray patronizing, generously encouraging tapping onto this earth's ozone layer in a soothing, there manner? Have you sensed the seismographic rage, deflection, and then smelled the night air's rush to cool the tension that what has not ever been allowed to rise be raised and shift and change the surface and the under of it all, a major unpredictable destruction, transformation, finally the fences falling? Have you? Yes, you have. You're watching it, the planet's bursts of flame right now, within the words we share, the ones surrounded by the cracks. We believe one of the greater problems in human interaction is to hold on to the mindset that when you cannot grasp the other's feelings, to assume they have to be wrong, irrevocable, negligible, and to not give this thought the benefit of the doubt. Instead, we rush to shame the other or demand them, change your feelings, or we shut them out. You cannot snap or beam feelings away. You just cannot. They are real, they are true, they have a reason. It is a matter of insecurity, sometimes unwillingness to deal with emotions we fear ourselves. We wish we would notice our motivations better when emotions of others make us feel uneasy. To stay to feel in some kind of way does not have to mean this person might act upon it. There is a difference between feeling and acting based on it. To state its presence, though, might be a strong expression of trust and the wish to talk about it. Emotions influence us all, and unspoken, suppressed, neglected, and rather invisible emotions can cause so much harm towards oneself as towards others. When we face them, we gain so much. We gain the possibility to choose our actions more clearly and to grow compassion towards others and ourselves. Taking emotions serious is part of living, being human. We need to learn to be more human. We need to learn to be better humans.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.